Hello, I'm at Lone Pine this morning. You may be able to hear in the background some of the choir rehearsing for the ceremony on Saturday. Lone Pine is the Australian War Memorial. It's dedicated to all who fell. Some are buried there. It is, as General Mark Evans, one of our lecturers, has said, an iconic place in Australian history, certainly for military historians and for infantrymen. An extraordinary battle, dreadful carnage, and has a special significance for me. It's where my first cousin, three times removed, John Thomas Carroll, died in the carnage of that battle in August of 1915. I'm a little further along the road near a spot called Johnston's Jolly, but all around me, under the pine trees, there are the remainders of the trenches that were dug during that campaign. And as I turn around, I'm sort of looking out over the peninsula, and it's the most glorious, sunshiny, blue day. Standing under pine trees, listening to hymns being sung in the background and looking at trenches, it's really quite overwhelming. We're moving on now to the Neck, a little distance cross country, which is, of course, where the Light Horse, who were formed part of that dreadful charge in the film, Peter Weir's film of Gallipoli, they're commemorated there, and I'm told that it is even more moving. So I'm going to close now. I have to continue. So thanks for listening, and I'll have more to say sometime over the next couple of days. Bye now.